Welcome to episode 5 of the Nothing to Be Fighting podcast with myself, Samuel. And today we are going to explore what it means to stay present in emotionally intense moments. And let's face it, life is full of these moments, right? Like times when our emotions just feel like super overwhelming and the present moment just feels like it's impossible to hold on to. But through embodied awareness and practices like meditation, we can navigate even the most difficult experiences with some sense of clarity and some sort of balance. In this episode, I'm going to share a personal story about delivering the eulogy at my mother-in-law's funeral, which was quite an emotional experience, and how my meditation practice helped me stay grounded and present like through that. And we're also going to connect some key concepts in yoga philosophy, including pratyahara, santosha, and dhyana, and explore how these teachings can guide us through life's emotional waves. Forgive me for the sound effects. I'm sorry. So let's start off with the story. So when my mother-in-law, Myra, passed away, there were no funeral arrangements in place. Myra wasn't someone who liked to talk about death. In fact, she would just completely resist talking about death. Even in her last days, there was a denial of the inevitable, a topic I'll explore in more depth in a future episode. But for now, I want to focus on the moment I found myself volunteering to deliver the eulogy. We were sitting in the funeral home, reviewing arrangements and costs and all that type of stuff. And when I saw the price it was for a celebrant to deliver the eulogy, I thought, shit, that's a lot of money. Like, just for like half hour's work. I thought, well, I can do that. Like, one, it will save us money. And two, it will make the service way more personal. I mean, celebrants can be wonderful, but I've always felt that when a close friend or a family member speaks, there's this authenticity and human connection that just can't be replicated. And I was like, fuck it, I want to offer that. And then leading up to that day, all the way up to it, I felt calm. I felt prepared. I'd met with people who'd known Myra in her younger years to gather their stories. I combined their memories with my own, creating this eulogy that was personal, joyful, emotional, and even a little humorous at times. I was ready, or at least I thought so, and everything was calm until the moment I stood up to speak. I began. Welcome, everybody. I think most, if not everyone here, knows who I am. I'm Sam, or as some of you know me, Jimson, or Jimmy, as Myra used to call me. Today, we gather to celebrate the life of Myra, a remarkable woman who touched the hearts of all who knew her. And then, bam, it hit me. This wave of emotions, fear, grief, sadness, anxiety, all just rolled into one great big clusterfuck. I thought, shit, I can't do this. Like, I haven't even made it through the first paragraph. My mind, it felt like chaos, a jumble of thoughts, emotions, all just bubbling to the surface. And then in that moment, I managed to take a deep breath. I brought my hands into Gyana Mudra, which is the gesture of knowledge and wisdom, with the tips of my thumb and index fingers touching. You know, the mudra that you see, like the typical one that a lot of people do in seated meditation. And this mudra reminds me of my like natural balanced state of being. And I closed my eyes, paused, and turned inward. And here's how I visualized it. My mind was like a still pond before I stood up to speak, clear, calm, serene. But the act of standing and speaking was like throwing this fucking great big rock into the pond, like creating all these ripples, waves, and like stirred up shit and debris. And if I tried to stop the ripples or clear the debris, I would have only created more chaos by splashing and moving and like just, yeah, with each hand. Try and imagine that, like you're in this pond and you're trying to like control all these ripples, just trying to iron them out, flatten them with your hands. But each time you move, you're just kicking up more shit, creating more ripples. And instead, I allowed myself to wait, to breathe and to just let the ripples settle on their own, which is the only thing you can do. And then with each inhale, each exhale, I just watched and just watched this storm of emotions just begin to calm. And then when I felt ready, I opened my eyes and then I continued. And the rest of the eulogy, like, was flawless. It was, it just flowed effortlessly. And I held Gyana Mudra throughout, like, as this reminder of that inner stillness. And that moment taught me a lot about the value of mindfulness and meditation. Like, it was a deeply big lesson, I think, for me. And it's just that these they're not just practices, but they're like tools for life. Like, when these the fruits of your actions of taking these seats, thinking like, and when they start to ripple out into your everyday life, it's magical. And some of the insights that I gained were to pause and witness, because emotions and thoughts are like ripples in a pond. And the more we try to control or suppress them, the more chaos we create. And by pausing, observing, we just allow this natural process of settling to occur. And then I also learned the power of mudras. Gyana Mudra was my anchor in that moment, a physical reminder that of how balance and awareness, this like how I managed to embody that with my bodily senses. Simple gestures like really can ground us in the present. And then presence is liberation. When we practice witnessing our emotions without identifying with them, we free ourselves from their grip. And it's not about avoiding emotions, but about experiencing them fully without allowing ourselves to become consumed by them. And the final thing I think I learned was that meditation builds resilience. The ability to stay present in that moment, it didn't happen overnight. It was this result of years of practice. Meditation's a bit like fitness for the mind. And it's like the more we practice, the stronger we become at handling life challenges and these distractions. And finally, I came to this deeper understanding of impermanence, and knowing that a eulogy is merely just a collection of stories, thoughts, memories, concepts of someone who was loved. But these stories ain't that person. They're merely just reflections of our own experiences. But what remains is the awareness in which these reflections arise. And this experience connects deeply to a few yogic principles. So number one, pratyahara, withdrawal of the senses, turning inward to observe thoughts, emotions without being overwhelmed by them. Number two, santosha, or translating to contentment, being able to accept the present moment as it is, like regardless of how difficult, painful, happy, sad, whatever it is in the moment, like just accepting it exactly as it is. Number three, dhyana, or meditation. And that's the cultivating the ability to be able to stay present, to witness the mind's activity without any attachment whatsoever. And these teachings remind us that we can't control life's waves, but we can definitely learn to surf them. And we can definitely learn to surf them with some sort of grace, with some sort of ease, if we just allow ourselves to flow with them. And I think that's about it for this week's episode. So thank you all for joining me in this exploration of presence in emotional moments. I hope my story, my reflections inspire you to bring some mindfulness into your own life. And if this episode resonated with you, by all means, please share it with someone who you feel may benefit. And remember that ripples will always settle and the clarity will always return. So until next time, stay present. Peace.